At this point, only the most disengaged and uninformed among us cannot see that America has been taken over by communists. You can call them socialists or Marxists if you like, but the bottom line is still the same: authoritarian, centralized government control of our nation. This is the culmination of at least 100 years of steady, subversive communist infiltration of our federal, state, and local governments and all our major institutions by those who embrace this evil, tyrannical ideology. There is no reaching across the aisle to work with these people unless you want to draw back a bloody nub. There can be no compromise with anti-Americanism. There can be no dialogue with those who oppose all that America stands for, all its unparalleled freedoms and opportunity for everyone. This is a battle for the heart and soul and the very existence of the United States as it was founded. And although we will never quit fighting, we are losing this battle to the lawless reprobates who are running our country. While we should not be surprised at any malfeasance that comes from Barack Obama, or whatever his name is, and his fellow travelers in Congress, the courts, his administration, and federal bureaucracies, last week's despicable move by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid still left the nation stunned, those who are paying attention anyway. For him to strip the minority of its ability to thwart Obama's rogues gallery of leftist radical nominees is one of the last nails in the coffin of our freedom. Don't doubt it for a minute. Reid's killing of the filibuster is a very big deal. Some on the right are saying that the Democrats will one day regret this decision. But why would they regret it if their power is fully cemented in the process? We now can't stop most of Obama's awful nominees unless it's at the committee level. Good luck with that. Obama will stack and pack the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals and other courts throughout the nation with his Marxist buddies. And then how will we stop the march of his green communist machine, the hellish Obamacare, and unaccountable federal bureaucracies controlled by his fellow commies? How will we stop the out-of-control Environmental Protection Agency from killing our coal industry and crushing energy companies with insane regulations in fulfilling Obama's desire to make electricity unaffordable? How will we stop the Department of the Interior from making further U.S. land grabs and stop it and other federal agencies from enacting more and more onerous, outrageous land use regulations? The global warming hoaxers now have a major upper hand. You might say that we can stop them at the ballot box in 2014 and 2016. Yes, I would hope so. Yet we see the criminal Obama Justice Department under the racist Eric Holder doing all it can to stop the states from working to have honest elections. Democrat election and voter fraud, plus ignorant people voting, are what gets communists elected. We know this. The left is always screeching that there's no election fraud. They say this, and yet they work their tails off to keep dead people voting. No, I believe our elections are quite compromised at this point, and I'm certain that's how Obama won a second term. As I have written before, I believe that only a miracle of mercy, a reprieve from judgment on our nation by God, can put a stop to the Obama communist machine's destruction of America as founded. While this in no way means we should ever give up fighting against them, we can see that we are up against powerful evil forces. Those of us who are Christians know that the forces we battle go beyond our human political enemies. There are spiritual forces, Satan and his demonic hordes, at the root of the fight. The corruption and immorality that infects our power structure has its source in hell. And with only a few blessed and shining exceptions, this will be the case until Jesus returns to set things right. So can the communist Democrats be stopped? I don't know. But it is certain that we must work harder than ever to elect people of high moral fiber to Congress in 2014. People who are not afraid to stand up to Obama, even to the point of working to impeach him and the other criminals in his administration. Harry Reid's unilateral, unconscionable killing of the filibuster signals a very dark turn in the growing dictatorship we have under Obama. It is imperative that we pray for our nation, for God's mercy on it, and that we double down on working to elect an impeachment Congress in 2014, because these enemies of America must somehow be stopped. I'm Gina Miller.